Steppenwolf. Saw them play this live in Duluth, Minnesota, many, many years ago.
Were they good?
John Kay is an incredible lead singer. They are very, very good. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. Up and down the Front Range, locations to take care of all your outdoor needs. Let's go right to the phones, and joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Rebecca Farrell. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I want to say something before we get into this. That's it. I was a little bit tongue-in-cheek the last segment because I didn't want to get preachy, but we're very serious about how you interact with wildlife. This is a very delicate time. Understand what's going on. We want you out there enjoying it. We want you doing it properly, both for your safety and the animals. Now, that being said, there is an animal in Colorado that we encourage people to interact with year-round, don't we?
There is, and fortunately, there is a variety of types and species of that particular animal, and I'm happy to talk about them today.
They are, and that's, of course, and you mentioned variety. That's, we're talking about fish, and Colorado is just so blessed in our state to have such an abundance of diverse fishing. We have warm water species all the way out into the eastern plains, and yet we just talked earlier today about a giant lake trout that was caught at Blue Mesa yesterday. And so we have the whole gamut of these opportunities. And we've seen a number of people either return to the outdoors because of COVID and lack of other activities, or go to the outdoors for the first time. And fishing tends to be one of those things in this state that draws people. But a lot of times they need a little mentoring. They need a little help. And you've got a program just for that, don't you?
We do. And, you know, you kind of mentioned the variety of species, and with that comes a variety of regulations and bag limits and all kinds of things that if you're a newer angler in Colorado, you know, it can be a little bit tougher to know and understand all the rules. And so we've put together what we call our Take a Friend Fishing Contest. And the whole point of that contest is to have somebody who's got some experience fishing in Colorado working with somebody who's maybe only had a license in the last year or two or hasn't been fishing for five or more years to get out there together and understand sort of how things have changed, understand the diversity of species and where you can go in Colorado. And like you said, anything from flat water boat fishing all the way up to getting into a high mountain stream, there's so much opportunity. And we want people to have the ability to kind of take each other out and learn from and teach each other a new, I was going to say, pastime, but truly, once you get out here in Colorado with a rod in your hand, it's a way of life.
Oh, it really is, and I can attest to that probably more than anybody in the world. And I enjoy it. The amount of time I spend on the water, the number of television shows I film for my my past TV shows that are on my YouTube channel, folks. If you want to see the diversity, go to the Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. There's probably 50 to 100 shows that are filmed right here in Colorado on that YouTube channel. But you're right. But, you know, this is a program that's, you know, we talk a lot about youth mentoring and we see a lot of youth programs. This one's really aimed at adults, isn't it?
It is. And so, again, you know, we have this opportunity. And last year, certainly nationwide, Colorado's not totally unique, but we had an increase of nearly 30% sales in fishing licenses. And a lot of that was adults who are getting out for the first time or the first time in a long time. And so this is a contest where, you know, the rules are pretty simple. You look at a contest rules page, it looks kind of daunting, but the rules are actually pretty simple. So all we ask is that the mentor and the person being mentored have a valid fishing license at the time that they go out. Like I said, the newer angler should only have had a license in the last year or two or be lapsed for more than 5 years, both over the age of 21, and submission is super easy. We just ask for a quick paragraph of why it was important to you, whether it was, you know, turning somebody who didn't understand fishing around to understand the conservation work and things that come out of you buying a fishing license and your habitat stamps, or if it's just a father-daughter opportunity to get out and bond in a new way, share a picture, and that's it. And we have some pretty fantastic prizes. We're working with all Colorado companies to provide a little extra incentive for you to get somebody out and teach them not only how to fish, but how to fish the right way in Colorado.
Now, how long does this contest run?
So it actually runs for most of the year. We just started it back up in April. And so what's kind of great is once you submit, we have multiple drawing periods. And so there are three different opportunities throughout the year. One comes up in June or July, one is in October, and then one is next February. So once you submit once, you're entered for any and all of those draws. And, you know, it's just a fantastic and pretty quick and easy way to not only share, like I said, your love of the outdoors, your ability to help conservation in Colorado, but also win pretty sweet prizes. So it's a pretty much a no-brainer in my world.
Can you tell us some of the prizes, or don't you have a list in front of you right now?
You know I'm prepared, Terry.
Oh, all right.
We have everything.
Why would I question you?
We have everything from, you know, prizes from BioBait, DJ Custom Spins, our friends at Eagle Claw, who obviously make some of the most world-famous fish hooks here in Denver, Colorado, Sarabella Fly Rods, Tenkara, Topo Designs, Yampa Rod Company, and of course, you know, I have to plug that every winner will also get a subscription to our Colorado Outdoors magazine, which has a fishing-specific issue every year that would help you get out on the water even more.
I'll tell you what, if you've never looked at the Colorado's Outdoor magazine that comes from Parks and Wildlife, the photographs in that magazine alone, Rebecca, are just make it a tabletop book.
Absolutely. I'm lucky that I get a free issue every month or every 2 months as it comes out, and it's one of the things I always look forward to landing on my desk.
Right. Well, you could put it on your coffee table and invite me over. Then I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Come on to the office anytime, Terry.
Yeah. All right. So if people are really interested, and you should be interested, folks, is, you know, I'm going to make my one little, not preachy, but maybe my statement of the day, that we do have a lot of new people. I think you said we had 20 or 30% increase in fishing licenses. We're seeing that a lot of those people are remaining outdoors. We want those people outdoors. We want them, but we want them doing it responsibly. And I think as a sportsman, as an outdoor enthusiast, it's incumbent on me to mentor some of these people. Now, if your neighbor wants to go fishing, don't go say, well, you better do this or do that. But talk to them, give them some tips on how to catch a fish. And while you're there, share a few of the rules just in conversation. Share some of the etiquette. Let's make responsible outdoor recreation, because it's better for all of us, Rebecca.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, we can have some pretty complex rules and bag limits and things like that. So, you know, take that one step further. You know, if your neighbor's interested in going out or hasn't been out in a while, offer to go with them. You know, take them out. Show them the ropes. Take them to, I don't want to say your favorite spots. I know that's a very sensitive subject amongst our anglers, but take them to some spots where they have a good chance of success. Maybe there's some variety, and really work with them hand to hand. I mean, I think, you know, we all have different learning styles, but for something like fishing, getting out there with somebody who knows what they're doing, who can walk you through, who can help you with, you know, the types of bait and lures that you can use in that particular area, it's so worthwhile for both the person learning as well as the person teaching. I mean, it's truly an opportunity to share something that you love with somebody who can help sustain the habitat and the fish moving forward. So it's truly a win-win, and it's a great opportunity to share that love.
All right. We are out of time. Where can people find more information?
They can hit our website. We make it pretty easy. So if you hit our website, I know Bridget gave the URL earlier, but cpw.state.co.us. Do a / take a friend, and it will take you right to that page, and the rules and how to apply are pretty simple right there in a form for you.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Terry. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming. That's Rebecca Farrell from Parks and Wildlife. Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break. We come back. Austin Parr is going to join us, and he's going to tell you a few of those places where you could take somebody fishing and bites that are going on right now. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.